Chapter 3. The Sins of Youth Ministry. Sinning is a part of adolescence. Sinning is the natural consequence of young people rebelling and finding their way. That's why youth workers talk a lot about sin. We're good at warning young people about the dangers of sin. We talk a lot about abortion, alcohol, drugs, sex, pornography, and we should. And even more than warning kids away from sin, Jesus' admonition to his disciples makes it clear that we're not to cause any of them to sin. What if our ministries cause little ones to sin? What if our programs cause little ones to sin? Think that's ridiculous? I wonder. See if the following tendencies feel familiar. Oversimplification. When we tell our young people that Jesus is the answer to all our problems, when we paint the world as black and white, when we make following Jesus an either-or proposition, when we suggest that young people just pray, then everything will be all right, when we promise that Jesus always makes us happy and always gives us what we want, we cause little ones to sin. We know life is much more complicated than that. Take 2 Jesus pills and call me in the morning. If we're honest, we'll admit that not everyone who follows Jesus is happy, fulfilled, or has it all together. Surely we understand that prayer is much more complex than simply requesting and receiving. Even asking, "What would Jesus do?" isn't all that simple, because often we don't know what Jesus would do. When we promise that life with Jesus is simple, we set up our students for failure. When we adults run off and have affairs, what do our students do then? When their senior pastor is caught abusing little children, what are our students supposed to think then? How do we communicate the harsh, complicated, difficult, wonderful reality that Jesus really is worth following, even when life is blurry, confusing, and difficult? Manipulation. If I witness one more Jesus cheer, if I hear one more, "Let's have a round of applause or a praise offering for Jesus," if I have to endure one more pep rally for Jesus, I'm returning my youth ministry ID card. Because as much as we criticize and complain about our media-ravaged society, as much as we rant about the evils of MTV and pop culture,